Good morning. 10:54. This is Work in Progress here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. David Mino, that's Justin Montemayor. You can usually hear us from 8 to 11 Sunday mornings. Today we're running from 10 to noon. So this is technically my 8:54, but it's really 10:54.
It's actually 9:24.
Coming up at 11:10, we're going to talk about the strange case of Jalen Hurd, the new Baylor wide receiver. 11:30, we're going to get into the dark side of NBA free agency. But right now, we reviewed an album on Friday afternoon when Justin and I were filling in for the Hardline. We talked about Kidz Bop 38. And if you're familiar with Kidz Bop, it is, so I guess you can call it a franchise of albums. It's kind of like the Now This Is What I Call Music. They put out a couple every year. But it is top 40 songs. Pop, some hip-hop, some rock songs that they have kids sing. And if there are some questionable lyrics, if they're referencing drugs or obviously any cursing, but even if it's like anything somewhat sexual, like kissing or something, they'll change it to bring it way down to their young demographic. And that's kind of what we want to focus this segment on, is Justin has gone back and listened to, he told me he's listened to every single Kidz Bop album in preparation for this segment of
Yay.
Finding the, I guess, the most extreme lyric changes.
Yeah, this is all I've done since Friday at 7 when we got off the air until this morning before we were mixing with the kick around. It's just listen to Kidz Bop album 1. That's like
gotta say, you're into it now. You're like, hey man, Kidz Bop 25.
Yeah.
That man, that's fire, man.
If
that's,
the ticket ever S cans me, I'm going to that Kidz Bop Sirius channel and I'm just gonna be a great DJ on that channel.
You could be that'd be awesome.
Here is Kidz Bop singing Taylor Swift song, and you just do that for all 2 hours. Yeah, so this is basically, like you were kind of just laying out, them feeling the need to change some lyrics, which I do wonder if a lot of these lyrics are so suggestive, why were they included in Kidz Bop in the first place? But you'll also notice some, too, that I don't understand why they felt they had to change it. So I have 8 for you here. And what we'll do is we'll listen to the original version.
Okay.
Which some of those need beeps, obviously. And then we'll play the Kidz Bop version after that. And you tell me if you notice the difference.
Okay.
Let's start with Bruno Mars is on this a couple of times. We'll start with a Bruno Mars song first. This one's a rather tame change, but definitely had to be changed. This is his song Uptown Funk. And let me know if you notice the change. We'll play the original first. Okay. I think this one's going to be pretty easily identified.
Okay, I kind of want to play Guess the Change.
Okay.
If we could do that.
Sure.
I think because he's saying hot damn, I believe. And I think they're going to change it to I'm so hot, oh man. I think that's what it's going to be.
Okay.
Let's see if I'm right. I haven't heard these, by the way. Oh.
So we changed.
That's dumb.
This is like what you listen to at Sky Ranch or like a Christian camp, you know? It's so safe.
I would say Oh Man is better because it actually sounds more like Hot Damn than Hot Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to start saying Hot Yeah.
I'm too hot. Oh man.
Hot yeah.
That would have been better. I think you're right.
Okay. Hire me. I need to be a writer for Kidz Bop.
Okay.
Guys, bring me on.
So this next one I don't think you'll be able to get because this is one of the ones I don't understand why they changed it. I mean, I get why they changed it, but what they changed it to doesn't make a ton of sense to me. This is Icona Pop's I Love It.
Okay.
which familiar. Is definitely a song people have heard. So we'll hear the original part first. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it
burn. I threw your into a bag and pushed it down. Say that.
Okay, and I will tell you, obviously they're going to change that. They changed something else.
Okay, I pushed your S into a bag and threw it down the stairs is the change line. I think it'll be stuff. I think that they will change crashed your car because it seems violent.
Okay.
I think that they will change it to... I saw your car.
Okay.
I listen to Kids Bop in your car. I don't know. Well, let's see. You drove your car across the bridge. I watched you let it turn. I threw yourself into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. You drove your car across the bridge. I don't care.
My question is...
That's kind of funny.
You drove your car across the bridge. I don't care. Why would you care if they drove their car across a bridge?
It's pretty clever because the actual lyric is you crashed your car.
I crashed my car into the bridge.
I watched and let it burn. And hers is you drove your car across the bridge. I watched it turn.
And then later it goes, you drove your car across the bridge.
I don't care.
Like, man, that's a liberal person.
Okay. I threw yourself into a bag?
I threw your stuff.
Oh, okay.
So she's still kicking them out, even though these are all like 12-year-olds, and this is insinuating they live together. Don't quite get what their living situation is.
Drove it across the bridge and turned. Okay.
All right. Let's get to another song on the list here. Let's go to another kind of tame one, but I'm not really sure why they changed it. This is a song that you and I probably heard while we were in high school. This is Shop Boys' Party Like a Rockstar. Here's the original. All right.
Okay. So, I remember when I first heard this song, I thought it was horny like a rock star.
There's no way.
But I don't think that they're going to change that. I think what they're going to change in this, where the line is on a yacht with Marilyn Manson getting a tan man, I think they're going to change Marilyn Manson because they don't want to promote his devilish agenda. Okay. I think they're going to say on a boat with Dale Hansen getting a tan man.
And also, I'll tell you to remember this lyric in the original, with a skull belt and a wallet chain.
Ah, okay.
And let's hear the Kids Bop version. Party like a rock star. Do it with the black and the white like a cop car. Yeah. Me and my band, man, on a yacht, we relaxing, getting a tan man. All right, so
okay, not bad. I was close. I still think on a yacht with Dale Hansen getting a tan is a better lyric.
Because he is a least progressive, sure.
Yeah.
I like the term devilish agenda. I'm going to start using that.
Okay.
Yeah. But they were on the yacht relaxing, man, with a cool belt.
Cool belt.
Instead of a skull belt. Yeah, that one's, you know, you're right. I think it's you can't be promoting Marilyn Manson. You know, he's trying to warp our minds.
Until they cover a Marilyn Manson song, which I would like to see in the future, but probably won't get there. All right, what else we got?
We also have, we're going to have to start getting a little more risque, but let's do another Bruno Mars song.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Let's do the Lazy song now. I wake up, do some P90X, meet a really nice girl, have some really nice sex, and she's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my god, this is great.
Yeah. Great. Now, do you think what'll be changed in that?
Sex?
I think it's gonna be wake up, do some P90X, meet a really nice girl, and then write some checks.
I think
Or no, eat some checks. Checks mix. Do some P90X, meet a really nice girl, and then we'll eat some Chex.
I think you're gonna be mad at yourself when you realize what they changed the word to, although it's ridiculous.
Tomorrow I'll wake up, do some P90X, meet a really nice girl, send a really nice text.
Aww.
She's gonna write back, you're so great.
Oh my god, you're so great.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Using a woman in this, good. They're kind of changing the song.
They always do that.
Bit.
Like,
yeah,
if
it's weird.
If it's a song just guys, they'll also bring in girls.
Did she? Was
weird.
The girl? Did she say, "Oh my god, that is great"?
Yeah, let's play it again.
Tomorrow I'll wake up, do some P90X, meet a really nice girl, send a really nice text, and she's gonna write back, you're so great.
Oh my god, you're so great.
Yeah.
I wonder what the meeting was like with that young girl of like, okay, this is the Bruno Mars song. So in the background, there's a girl kind of moaning and saying, this is great. Now you're going to do the same thing, but it's going to be into reaction
to
a text message.
It's just
going to
be texting. Oh my God, you're so great. That's going to be the return. Oh my goodness. All right, let's go now to a song from The Wanted. Glad You Came, another pretty popular song.
Okay.
And I mean,
well,
it's a, it, they're
what
not
it
they're
about?
Not referring
not,
to
okay. Yeah, it, we, the, we get the, it. Oh. We get it. We get it.
So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now. Now I'll take you by the hand. Hand you another drink. Drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time is slipping away.
All right. This is one that's like the Marilyn Manson one. It's kind of weird, kind of like in the I Love It vein.
Okay.
I don't really know why they changed it, but the lyric you need to remember from that was, hand you another drink, drink it if you can.
I think it'll be, take you to the skating rink, skate with me if you can.
I think you're close.
Okay.
Go somewhere, I'd like you to see you with me.
Turn the lights up.
What does that even
That's
mean?
Just dumb. Mine was better than that.
Hand you another dance.
Hand you a dance.
Dance it if
like,
you can.
Oh, here it comes. Here. Oh, catch it.
And only dance
catch
it.
Oh,
if
it's
you
coming
can.
Back. It's coming back.
If you can't dance it,
it's okay.
Don't worry.
You can dance if you want to.
Yeah, that one's just strange. I don't know if you... Because you can hand a girl a drink, a punch. Like, you don't have to change that lyric.
Yeah,
they're not going to think you're talking about cocktails.
Yeah, and if you wanted to change it, you could say, I'm going to hand you a... orange juice.
Sure. Any type of drink.
Drink it.
LaCroix.
Yeah.
He doesn't specifically say Ciroc. You know what I mean? It's just a drink. All right. Let's go now to an Ed Sheeran song. How about it? This is Thinking Out Loud.
Okay. The one that Marvin Gaye, I think, accused him of ripping off.
All right.
When your legs don't work like they used to before. And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
Feet?
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks?
Man, that one's... There's not much there. I would say he's going to change. Will your mouth still taste...
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?
I think it'll be, will your mouth still remember the taste of the glove?
Well, that's weirder. like latex?
I don't know. Or like a catcher's mitt?
They're trying to break it in?
They're referencing the Spinal Tap album, Smell the Glove, and the Kidz Bop album's going to be called Taste the Glove.
I think you're right on what needed to be changed. I don't think you're right on how it'll be changed.
They used to before.
Yeah.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the look of my love?
Wait. Did she say mouth?
Will your mouth still remember the look of my love?
That doesn't make any sense.
Again, I think they're just trying too
change
hard.
Change it to eyes or something. Eyes would make sense. Eyes.
But even that, will your eyes remember the look of my... Even that sounds weird.
Just say, well, you remember... I don't know.
They should have left in the vaguely sexual, will your mouth remember the taste of my love?
Do they have to coordinate this with the artists? Like, do they have to get
there? How they change
it?
I doubt it. I mean, I think you just write off, hey, we're going to change it. You know, it's not like they're going to change it for the worst.
Yeah, you can do a cover and not and kind of make it your own interpretation.
I mean, I still think it's weird to say to anyone, will your mouth remember the taste of my love? But it's even weirder if you say, will your mouth remember the look of my love? So that was a weird change. All right, these are the last two here are the ones that required beeps.
Yes, this is where it's going to get fun.
This is Nicki Minaj's Starship. All right, so what do you think is going to be changed in that?
We're higher than a box of Smuckers.
A box? What is that?
It's like the Smuckers, you know, the...
like the dipping for...
No, the PB&J.
Yeah.
What's in a box?
You know, and I want to say I know that what
Smuckers is, but...
Like
okay.
A box full of
like,
Smuckers.
Yeah, sometimes you'll get the ones for Lunchable, yeah. You know, lunch.
That's what I think right. They're going to... Yeah. Yeah.
This one's actually more terrifying than that.
Oh, gosh.
One more time.
I love how they put the, they edit the,
we're making the pitch go up.
Oh, crap.
That's why I was late earlier. I was too busy laughing.
You were laughing. This might be the best segment we've ever done.
Over?
What are you taking over?
We're taking over.
Taking over bad songs.
Oh, my gosh. All right, the last one here. That would be a good ender, but we have to play this one because it's already been featured in the show.
Okay.
This is Macklemore's Thrift Shop.
What?
I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is f***ing awesome. Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big f***. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop.
One of them's going to be obvious.
What?
Okay, I'll say walk into the club like, what's up? I got a tube sock.
Again, that sounds sexual, but okay. I don't think you're right. Go for it.
I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is really awesome. Yeah. Walk up to the club like, what up? I got a hit song. I'm so pumped about some clothes from the thrift shop.
What's up? I got a hit song.
That's how you just walk.
I would rather
the club,
that
you know
be
I mean?
The actual lyric than what Macklemore said.
Just what up? I got a big C to what up? I got a hit song.
What?
And we also changed. This is effing awesome to really awesome, but that's
this
pretty
is
obvious.
Really
how you change
awesome.
It. Let's hear that one more time.
I'm looking for a come up. This is really awesome. Yeah. Walk up to the club like what up? I got a hit song. I'm so pumped about some clothes from the thrift
and
shop.
That one would have been especially weird because that's a girl. So if she walked in there saying, what
up,
he said originally.
Like, spit take.
It would have been, yeah.
Whoa.
It would have been Norm's thing from earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
The she thing.
That was really, that was awesome, Justin. That was good stuff.
There's a ton more.
We'll have to do this. We'll do this again sometime.
Definitely.
It's 11:13 here on Work in Progress. We're Work in Progress and we're taking over. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the position chains of Jalen Hurd.